his,
la, 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 la,
and hers. Starring Jim Backus and Virginia Field. It's a beautiful day in Laguna Beach, California. A fresh salt breeze is blowing in off the ocean two blocks away and playing gently over the modest house of the Courtney family, his and hers. Inside, everything is peaceful. Outside, there is now approaching a familiar figure in any town or city, the great American salesman. Listen.
Yes?
Good morning, madam. Here I am again. Today, I'm representing the Magic Time Saver. Every housewife should have... Why, Mrs. Howendobler, you're not Mrs. Howendobler at all.
Why, no, I'm sorry. I'm Mrs. Courtney. We just moved on here to Laguna Beach a few weeks ago.
Well, welcome to you and your dear little family. You do have a dear little family?
Oh, yes. My husband and his father and our two children.
Two boys or two girls?
Assorted.
Mrs. Courtney, if I may step inside a moment and show you this little miracle gadget I have here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I really haven't time.
Well, if you were using our magic time saver, you'd have plenty of time. Now...
No, please. No, you mustn't come in. I'm sorry.
Hey, madam, this marvelous little gadget peels potatoes.
Well, that's nice, but I'm busy.
And shells peas, opens oysters, clips cigars...
Come on, Jeff. Osher and I'll disintegrate you.
Yeesh.
That's just my husband upstairs. He doesn't mean it the way it sounds.
Make one move and I'll let you... Have it!
Yeah, I'll go! Don't shoot that boy! Help!
Wait! But my husband's a rider. He's just riding a new... Well, goodbye.
Hey, Mom, what goes on?
Mommy, what was happening?
Oh, it's our idea. It was just a salesman.
But why did the man run out of here like that?
I want to bang, bang, out of here!
That's why the man ran out of here like that.
Oh, Dad's working again, huh?
Mm-hmm. Your father's quaint little habit of acting out everything he writes comes in very handy sometimes.
Cornelia, what's all the racket down here? People shouting, slamming doors? How does anybody think I can write with all this going on?
No, it's all over now, dear. Just a man selling something. What are you writing up there, Death of a Salesman?
Well, no, it's sort of a science fiction book.
Why, Daddy, you said you were writing the great American novel.
Well, I was until today, and then somehow all of a sudden all my characters began talking like Buck Rogers. Oh, say, by the way, has the mail come yet, Corny?
Oh, yeah, Mom, has the mail come? Did he bring any mail, Mommy?
Just what's all this sudden excitement about the mail?
Oh, just checking.
Were you expecting something important, Tommy?
Oh, no, nothing at all. Well... Back upstairs to the salt mine.
All right, dear. Oh, Thos, you and Bink had better run outside and play so you won't disturb your father.
Is it all right if I go down to the beach and play with Billy Benford?
If you want to leave your little sister without anyone to play with.
But, Mom, can't she get her own friends?
Well, we haven't lived here long enough for her to get acquainted, Thos.
But, Mom, she's a girl.
Your father and I discovered that some time ago.
Thos, I'll let you play with my dollhouse. Oh, gee, I can hardly wait.
Thos?
Yes, Mother. Okay, come on, Binky.
Corny? Cornelia?
Yes, Grandpa?
Corny, what was the... You sweeping with a broom? Where's the vacuum?
I just got tired of having it around, collecting dust.
Yeah, what was I was going to ask you? My pension check. Have you seen anything of my pension check?
Well, no, it should have been here 4 days ago. Look, Grandpa, if you're short on funds,
I can... You're a good girl, Cornelia, but I pay my own way around here. Nope, I just thought I'd buy me a fish pole.
But, Grandpa, you've got a new fish pole.
I have? Well, guess we'll go fishing then. Half-wit Pacific Ocean just sitting out there doing nothing. Where is my fish pole?
Well, Thos and Binky might know.
Well, guess I'll ask Thos and Binky if they know. They come back with a fool whale. Might keep us eating for weeks. You can't ever tell. Don't blow the man down.
All right, Grandpa. But don't be long. I should be ready soon. Oh, for heaven's sake, now what?
Hello, Cornelia.
George. George, what are you doing here? Go away.
What's the matter? Am I too early?
Shh, don't be so loud. I I told you not to come to the house.
But isn't this our day?
Yes, but not now, later. Oh, go away, please, George. Hurry. Go well, phone me later or something, huh?
Cornelia!
Oh, good grief. Get out so I can close the door.
Well, stop pushing me.
Corny, was that the mailman?
No, it was just nobody.
What did nobody want?
But nobody just wanted nothing. Go back to work, dear. I'll be up in a minute. How are things going up there?
That's good. Thank you, dear.
I stepped out of my spaceship onto the ground. Uh-oh, there wasn't any. I stepped back in. Suddenly, a strange face appeared at the window. He stared at me with not one, not two, but three eyes, all green. There was not a sound save the thumping of my earthly heart.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. But what was that footstool doing in the doorway?
Keeping people like you from sneaking up and scaring the daylights out of me. What's the matter, dear? Is lunch ready?
Mm-hmm, just about. But I was curious to know why you turned your book into science fiction.
Oh, I got stuck again. So I said to myself, look here, Courtney. You can't fritter your life away writing the great American novel.
Yeah, but, Tommy, we came down here to Laguna Beach so you could devote your entire time to the novel and get clear away from the advertising business.
Yes, and a weekly paycheck.
But we saved up enough so we could take the gamble, so we could back you.
I feel as if I'd been entered at Santa Anita. So far, I haven't even showed.
But I've still got a $2 bet in your nose, darling.
Yes, but have you got $2?
Why, I've got money I haven't even used yet. Now you listen to me, Tommy. We're going to see this thing through. What if it does take a little longer than we expected? If we should run short, I can always go on television.
You should have your mouth washed out with soap.
Darling, I loved acting.
Now, look, when we were married, we agreed that two careers in one family just never work. It's murdered. I don't want you to have the slightest thing to do with show business. I don't want you to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I intend to provide for this family. And if I can't do it writing, I'll get a job. I won't stand for it. What am I? Well, what are you looking at me like that?
I was waiting for you to play the scene out. Now, may I say something?
No, I will. I suppose you love the lure of the theater. I suppose you miss it. This sort of life is dull after all the glamour.
Darling, I never think about it. Oh. I just thought if I could help out a little by... What are all those scripts on the table?
Now, don't change the subject. Tell me, do you... Wait, now look, put those down.
Yeah, but you always let me see the stuff you're writing.
Honey, they're nothing. Just here, let me have them. There we go. Oh, I smell something burning downstairs. Yes, yes, I do.
Oh, it's just our lunch. Now, Tommy, let me... Our lunch? Oh, good grief. Drink your milk, Binky. Tommy, wasn't it nice that the sandwiches didn't burn after all, dear? Tommy? Thomas, dear, are you with us?
Listen, if you were stuck in a spaceship, and there leering at you was a man with three eyes, what would you do?
I'd call a doctor. More potato chips, please.
Oh, now that's a big help.
No, we don't want to talk shop at the table. Let's talk about what everyone's going to do this afternoon. Grandpa, you going fishing on the pier?
Yep, got to see an ocean about a whale.
Well, you just spend the whole afternoon fishing until 5:30.
Why 5:30? The fish have a union now?
Tommy, I suppose you'll be out in your attic writing all afternoon.
Yes, especially if you lock me in again. Exactly 1 week ago today, that door was locked all afternoon.
It was? I wonder if I could have absent-mindedly turned the key.
I wonder, too. Someday they'll find my skeleton up there moldering away.
I bet you children are just dying to go fishing with Grandpa. Thomas, Jr., you are too dying to go fishing with Grandpa.
Well, say, are you kids going fishing this afternoon? Fine, I'll go with you.
I'll get it.
Binky, wait, come here.
Hello, this is the residence of Mr. Thomas Courtney, famous writer of the great American novel, Anne Stinker.
Binky! Make her stop that.
May I speak to Mrs. Courtney, please?
One moment, please. I will call your party.
Binky, give me that phone. Now go finish your breakfast.
I finished my breakfast this morning, Mother. Now I'm having lunch.
Good, then go and finish that. Run along, Nosy. Hello?
Hello, Cornelia. This is George.
Oh, why, hello, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, your husband's there, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, we're all here. Everybody's just fine.
Will it be safe for me to come over about 2?
She is. Oh, well, I never dreamed that she was 2 and a half.
2 and a half. Oh, okay, 2:30. Shall I come in the back way?
Oh, yes, we have a very nice garage. It came with the house.
Garage. Oh, okay, see you at the garage. So long now.
All right, Mrs. Jones. Goodbye.
Mother, does Mrs. Jones have hay fever?
Hay fever? Oh, no, dear, no. She just has a common cold. Well, I must get busy with the dishes.
Dear, now that you've so carefully accounted for everybody else this afternoon, what are you doing, dear?
Just here and there. Doing this and that. Dinner won't be till 6:30, so there's no need to hurry.
Okay. Well, I'm off into space. See you all later.
Binky, why have you been kicking me under the table?
Listen, Thaz, I've got something very mysterious to tell you.
Okay, see me later.
No, Thaz, listen. That woman wasn't a woman. She was a man.
Jeepers. Why do you always have to... Hey, what woman?
On the phone. Mrs. Jones is a man.
Jeepers whiz. We gotta find out what's going on around here. We gotta use the uttermost caution. This is sure something well calculated to keep you in suspense.
You are listening to His and Hers. And now, back to the Courtney family.
Sweat was pouring off my forehead now. There wasn't room to move. That face! Those eyes! And suddenly... I began to scream. Let me out! Let me out! I can't stand it! Let me out of here! What'll I have him do next? What'd I ever go into this for anyway? Well, I guess I'll go downstairs and get a good stiff drink. Water. Hey, somebody locked this door. I'm locked in. Let me out! I can't stand it! Let me out of here! Let me... Oh, Cornelia! Right there! Oh, fine. Leave me all alone. Toss me aside like an old shoe. Locked up like an old sardine. What this house needs is a good stout drain pipe at every window. With rungs. Hey! Anybody around down there? Corny locked me up here in the attic last Thursday, too. Why Thursday? Oh, well.
Why ain't no Secret Agent W? Well, we look in the living room.
Nobody's in here either, Secret Agent X.
Very mysterious.
Hey! Let me out of here! Where are you
down
there? Let me out!
Gee, that must be a pretty good story Dad's working on.
We better go, Doc.
We better go.
Our mother says never under any reasons are we ever to disturb.
Yeah, let's beat it outside. Come on, Binky.
What are we hiding behind the garage for?
Quiet. For First, we gotta find out where's the woman known as our mother.
Yes, and the man known as Mrs. Jones. Nobody's anywhere.
Kind of looks to me as if we're baffled.
You're right. Let's go play with my doll.
Keep your dolls out of this.
We better go back to the pier before Grandpa.
No, my darling, no. This is madness.
Hey, that's the voice of our mother. She's lurking inside the garage.
My dearest, I can never give you up. Never.
That's the voice of the man on the phone known as Mrs. Jones. She is? Me, he is?
No, no, my love. We must fight this thing.
We can't fight it any longer. It's bigger than we are.
Thos, what does that mean?
You're too young. It takes us older men to understand these things.
Is it an infernal triangle?
Gee whiz. You get around more than I thought you did.
Have you got any idea why our mother's acting like this?
It happens when people get married. Don't you remember the movie the other night on television? The poor old broken-down wife lost her husband because she didn't comb her hair right.
You must come away with me, my love. We'll go to Mexico. We'll start life anew, together. Always together.
Thos, you don't suppose our mother would elope without us?
Gee, I don't know. This is pretty awful, boy.
Well, I won't leave Daddy. If they don't take him along, too, I just won't go.
Well, now, what's so interesting behind this garage?
Oh, hello, Grandpa. How you been?
Fine. Just fine. Hey, what are we whispering for?
Oh, my love. I've never cared for anyone but you.
Huh? Well, now, what fool's got his half-wit radio on so loud?
But, Grandpa, that isn't radio. Ow!
Please, come on, Grandpa. Let's go up to the house.
We're not here. Don't be in such an all-fired rush.
Well, so here you are, for Pete's sake.
Jeepers, oh. Whiz. Oh, Daddy, oh, go away.
Listen, I've yelled my head off at you all afternoon. But did you pay any attention? No.
But honest, Dad, we didn't mean to disturb you.
Disturb me? My good wife, Cornelia, for reasons known only to herself, locked me in the attic. And all afternoon I've been... What are we standing here for?
Oh, so we are. Come on, Dad. We'll race you to the house.
Come on, Daddy. That's when it is rotten eggs.
Now, wait. Stop pulling me. I want to know where your mother is.
Mother? Our mother?
That's the one.
I see she's in the house. Come on, Dad. We'll race you.
Yes, my darling. I'll go with you. And together you and I will find happiness far away under a Mexican moon.
Huh? What is that?
We'll go away together, my sweet.
Say, wouldn't you just swear that was Cornelia's voice?
Well, it is Connie's voice. She's there in the garage. We'll go away together, my sweet.
Gee, Dad, we tried to keep it from you.
Don't cry, Daddy. You still got us.
Let me look in that window. Well...
Well, shove over so I can see, too. Well.
Somebody lift me up.
Who's that man in there?
That's Mrs. Jones.
So this is why she locked me in the attic. All right, it's okay with me. She can leave me alone if that's all she cares. She can toss me aside like an old sardine can. I'll... Come away from the window, Grandpa. I can't look anymore.
Yeah, but now he's kissing her hand.
I ought to go in there and knock his block off.
Well, why don't you?
I will. I'll...
He's a great big fellow, isn't he, Daddy?
That has nothing to do with it.
They're coming out.
Yeah, now, children, go in the house. This isn't for children.
But, Daddy!
Go on, watch television.
But, Dad, you said that wasn't for children either.
Come on, kids. Come on. Guess we'll just have to miss the best part.
Gee whiz, what a dirty trick.
Oh, it was fun, wasn't it, George?
Yeah, but honestly, I think we'd enjoy it more if your husband knew about it.
Well.
No, George. No, I can't tell him. He'd be upset.
Yeah. Well, shall I come again tomorrow, or won't you be able to get your husband out of the way? Well, good afternoon.
But, Tommy, how'd you get out?
I climbed out onto the roof of the back porch.
But you might have broken your neck.
I dare say no one would have missed it but me.
Well, this must be Cornelia's husband. She's told me so much about you.
I'll just bet she has.
Well, say, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
The pleasure is all yours, sir.
Yeah. Well, I've got to run along now. But why don't you both come to my house to dinner next Wednesday?
You have the nerve to invite me to dinner next Wednesday?
Okay, we'll make it Thursday.
Now, just a minute, sir.
I'll see you then. Sorry, I've got to run now.
No, not so fast, my fellow. You come back here. It might interest you to know that I overheard everything.
Tommy, you found out. Oh, I didn't mean for you to know. Now you're angry. Yes, I know you are.
Oh, pouting a little, perhaps. At least you could have told me.
But it would have worried you.
Oh, a trifle, maybe. Now, see here, I...
But, darling, I was doing it for you.
For me? Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, she couldn't tell you, or you'd have put a stop to it.
Naturally, there was that possibility. Now, see here, I ought to take...
I didn't want you to know, Tommy. That's why I had them all come to the garage, so we wouldn't disturb you.
Them? There's more than just this one?
Oh, yeah, there are several of us.
Oh, Cornel, you have you no shame?
What's the harm, sir? It doesn't interfere with your work. Why be so unreasonable?
Oh, far be it from me to spoil your good time, by all means.
Oh, Tommy. No, it was fun. I've never done any coaching before.
Well, I don't doubt that it was great sport, but coaching!
George is from the little theater group.
The little theater?
Sure, we're starting rehearsals for a new play. Of course, we all knew your wife used to be on the stage, so we begged her to help us with our lines.
Oh, and the new... That's what was going on in the garage?
Whatever did you think it was?
Never mind. I... It was just that you're in the rehearsal. Well, that's a wonder.
Well, yeah. I'd love to stay and chat a little longer, but my girl's waiting for me, so I'll see you both tomorrow. And don't forget our dinner date.
Yes, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. He's cute.
Oh, don't mention it. It was nothing. Bye, George.
Hey, is the ruckus all over?
Dad, did you beat him up? Daddy, where's the body?
Now, look, we'll just skip the whole thing. It was all a mistake. Your mother has been helping some actors from the little theater with their lines.
Oh, shaw. Well, give me my fish basket, Thaws.
Here, Grandpa. Hey, what are all those letters in here?
What letters? Let me see.
Grandpa, that's our morning mail.
The mail? Here, let me see.
Keep your paws out of here. I remember now. I met the fool postman on my way to the pier and chucked all the half-wit mail into my fish basket. Get away. I got to see if my pension checks it. Here's one for a Mr. Thomas Courtney Jr. That's not it.
Hey, that's for me, Grandpa. Let me have it, quick. Oh, Buzz, hurry up and open it. Hey, look, a certificate. Binky, I am now a member of the Elevated Order of Flying Saucers. Hot dog!
Here's a card for Mrs. Thomas Courtney. That's not it.
Grandpa, that's mine.
Here's my pension check. Well, by golly, it's about time.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that all the mail?
Well, there's just some letter here for a Mrs. Flora Bell Flicks. Here, Thaw, send it back. It's nobody we know.
Hey, here. Let me have that.
Hey, Tommy, you can't open that. It doesn't belong to you.
You just mind your own business. Well, I'll be doggone. Look, a check for $75.
But But Tommy, that isn't yours.
Oh, it certainly is. I finally sold a story. First story I've ever sold.
Oh, let me see the letter. Dear Mrs. Flix, we enclose a check for your splendid article, typical of the American housewife, entitled, It Takes a Heap of Harmony to Make a Happy Home. Tommy, you are Flora Bell Flix?
Uh-huh.
You wrote an article for a woman's magazine?
Oh, just a little thing I dreamed up one morning while I was baking cupcakes.
Why, Thomas Elwood Courtney.
Well, what's wrong with that? I got stuck on my book. I had to do something to keep the pot boiling, didn't I?
Jeepers. Our own father is a housewife.
Yeah. Maybe you kids ought to call him Mother now.
Oh, now you all stop that. We're very proud of Tommy.
Well, if everybody's through playing post office around here, I guess I'll go clean my fish for dinner.
Hey, did you really catch some fish, Grandpa?
Well, what'd you think I went fishing for, apples?
Come on, Binky, let's go help Gramps.
Tommy, aren't you glad I'm not really eloping with George?
Well, yes, and here I thought that you... And all the time you were just... What am I laughing at? I'm furious. Cornelia, I said that you weren't to touch the stage with a 10-foot pole. We agreed there wouldn't be two careers in this family. I tell you,
darling.
I tell you, I won't stand for it.
Darling, you're not riding now.
I am burned to a crisp.
Tommy.
I'm furious.
Oh, Flora Bell.
What?
Don't forget, dear. It takes a heap of harmony to make a happy home.
Listen again next week to another His and Hers. Written by Virginia Safford Lynn, starring Jim Backus and Virginia Field. His and Hers is an NBC Frank Cooper Associates production, directed by Joseph T. Ainley. The orchestra was directed by Frank Worth. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas. And now to conclude today's show, we have Shirley Booth starring as Hogan's daughter. And so, from July 26, 1949, here is the sixth episode of Hogan's Daughter, and The Crystal Ball.
Philip Morris presents Hogan's Daughter, starring Shirley Booth. The problem of finding a job is a big problem everywhere these days. Do you look in the paper? Do you go to an employment agency? What? A time-honored recipe is to consult a friend who is working, which is why we've had Hogan's red-headed, blue-eyed daughter, Phyllis, having lunch with her confidant and advisor, Laverne, in their old rendezvous with the Gypsy Tea Shop.
You know something, Laverne? The food in here is getting worse every time.
You said it, and when they start cutting down on potato chips.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, Laverne, the reason I asked you to lunch in the first place, I just about reached a financial crisis. Do you realize wedgies have been around for 5 years and I never even had a pair?
Well, don't put your money in wedgies, Phyllis. Put your money in a plunging neckline.
What money? That's just the trouble. I haven't got enough money to plunge my neckline from here to here. And look at this dress. I imagine you're sick of looking at it.
Well, that's all right. Nice material.
So it's nice material. I never did like it. I tell you, I gotta have a job, Laverne. And you said...
Yeah, I know, Phyllis. Just as soon as I find the right spot, I'm gonna see what I can do.
What do you mean, the right spot? Any old job. I'll take any old job at all. secretarial, you said.
Look, you got to give me a little chance to get set myself before I start acing you in. I've been there 2 weeks, but they ain't put me in charge of personnel yet.
Well, I just thought you'd know if they was looking for anybody, you know, if they need anybody.
Sure. For instance, I heard Mr. Arcoli say yesterday they needed a girl in his department.
Did you mention about me?
No, I didn't, because it just so happens Mr. Arcoli is one of the toughest men in the office to work for. Nobody likes to take letters from him.
But I'm in no position to pick and choose, Laverne.
No, but Mr. Arcoli is. And frankly, Phil, I don't know how good your shorthand and typing is.
I passed them both in business school. B minus and typing, and I don't remember what my shorthand grade was, but I passed.
Look, I got news for you. You can get awful rusty in both them subjects. The whole first week, when I sat down at the typewriter, I squeaked.
Oh, here comes a gypsy. Shall we grab her? We can't get decent food in this place. We might as well get a reading. Well, never mind. The girl's at the next table, better.
Well, as I was saying, you can get plenty rusty, so you mustn't get over.
I don't see why you should worry about me getting fired already, Laverne. What I'm interested in is vice versa.
Yeah, I know, but I have to... Well, I got to think about myself a little, too. I don't feel so safe there myself yet, and if the first thing I do, I sell him another lemon. It might be curtains for both of us.
Well, if you consider me a lemon, Laverne, let's just simply forget about the whole thing. You all are B-minus and typing at the Dahlgren Business College. Plenty of girls only got a C.
Okay, okay, so you're the world champion shorthand and typewriting expert. All I'm doing, Phyllis, I'm trying to find the right spot for you. When I find it, I'll do my best.
Well, as long as you realize I'm desperate. Oh.
Well, hello, girls. I'm Madame Zaza. How about a little reading today, huh? Tea leaves? Oh, you're having coffee. Well, yeah. Palm reading, cards, anything.
Oh, how about it, Laverne? You want
to? Well, I don't know. You want to fill it?
Well, what can we lose? You want to go first?
Oh, I think I'll skip it. You go ahead. You want to pull up a chair, Madame Zaza?
Oh, thanks. Well, now. Card, palm, feel your head. Haven't got a crystal ball.
Well, I think I'll... try palm reading. That's the most scientific.
Yeah.
After all, your hand is part of you. Why shouldn't it show something? A right or a left?
I look at them both, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, you have beautiful hands.
Oh, thanks.
They tell me very much. In your left, I see suffering.
Yes?
You have lived deeply. You have loved but only lightly.
Mm.
But the right hand holds the future, and there I see love. I see a long life. I see... Oh, what is this I see?
What?
I see a piece of good fortune coming to you very soon. Very soon.
Yes? What
Madame
kind...
Zaza has spoken.
Yeah.
Well, see you later, girls.
Gee, thanks a lot.
What an act. Say, what was that about you have loved lightly?
Marvin, I guess.
Well, you gotta admit she called that one, but the rest of it.
Yes, ridiculous. Still and all, how do we know she don't know something?
You kidding?
Well, don't be silly, Laverne. I don't believe in fortune tellers, if that's what you're inferring. Only, it could happen. One time a fortune teller told Mom she was going to meet somebody, and she did.
Your old man?
No, her first husband. She didn't have any warning about Pop. But just supposing this Madame Zaza happened to be right. I wonder what kind of... what did she say? A piece of good fortune. Mm. You know, that could be anything, Laverne. But in the meantime, watch out for a job for me, will you?
In your house there, looking for you.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to ask, how come you're not working? 3 o'clock.
I am working. I'm supposed to be out buying a special part for a setup on West End Avenue. Only a guy came in the shop with a couple of tickets for a radio show, and I thought you might like to go.
Oh, I'd love to, Marvin. Are you sure you won't get into trouble?
Oh, I can't go. I was just going to give you the tickets. It's the RAFTO program. One of those things where they give away prizes every week.
Marvin... That's it. Marvin.
What's the matter?
I just had lunch at the Gypsy Tea Shop, And she told me that I was going to have a piece of good fortune very soon. Very soon. She said it twice.
His.
La, 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 la.
And hers. Starring Jim Backus and Virginia Field. It's a beautiful day in Laguna Beach, California. A fresh salt breeze is blowing in off the ocean two blocks away and playing gently over the modest house of the Courtney family, his and hers. Inside, everything is peaceful. Outside, there is now approaching a familiar figure in any town or city, the great American salesman. Listen.
Yes?
Good morning, madam. Here I am again. Today, I'm representing the Magic Time Saver. Every housewife should have... Why, Mrs. Howendobler. You're not Mrs. Howendobler at all.
Why, no, I'm sorry. I'm Mrs. Courtney. We just moved down here to Laguna Beach a few weeks ago.
Well, welcome to you and your dear little family. You do have a dear little family?
Oh, yes. My husband and his father and our two children.
Two boys or two girls?
Assorted.
Mrs. Courtney, if I may step inside a moment and show you this little miracle gadget I have here.
Well, I'm sorry, but I really haven't time.
Well, if you were using our magic time saver, you'd have plenty of time. Now...
No, please. No, you mustn't come in. I'm sorry.
Madam, this marvelous little gadget peels potatoes.
Well, that's nice, but I'm busy.
And shells peas, opens oysters, clips cigars,
and... I'm going to step closer and I'll disintegrate you.
Yeesh.
That's just my husband upstairs. He doesn't mean it the way it sounds.
Make one move and I'll let you have it.
Yeah, I'll go. Don't shoot that boy. Help.
Wait. But my husband's a writer. He's just writing a new... Well, goodbye.
Hey, Mom, what goes on?
Mommy, what was happening?
Oh, it's all right, dear. It was just a salesman.
But why did the man run out of here like that?
I want to bang, bang, out of here.
That's why the man ran out of here like that.
Oh, Dad's working again, huh?
Mm-hmm. Your father's quaint little habit of acting out everything he writes comes in very handy sometimes.
Cornelia, what's all the racket down here? People shouting, slamming doors? How does anybody think I can write with all this going on?
No, it's all over now, dear. Just a man selling something. What are you writing up there, Death of a Salesman?
Well, no, it's sort of a science fiction book.
Why, Daddy, you said you were writing the great American novel.
Well, I was until today, and then somehow all of a sudden all my characters began talking like Buck Rogers. Oh, say, by the way, has the mail come yet, Corny?
Oh, yeah, Mom, has the mail come? Did he bring any mail, Mommy?
Just what's all this sudden excitement about the mail?
Oh, just checking.
Were you expecting something important, Tommy?
Oh, no, nothing at all. Well, back upstairs to the salt mine.
All right, dear. Oh, Thos, you and Bink had better run outside and play so you won't disturb your father.
Is it all right if I go down to the beach and play with Billy Benford?
If you want to leave your little sister without anyone to play with.
But, Mom, can't she get her own friends?
Well, we haven't lived here long enough for her to get acquainted, Thos.
But, Mom, she's a girl.
Your father and I discovered that some time ago.
Thos, I'll let you play with my dollhouse. Oh, gee, I can hardly wait.
Thos?
Yes, Mother. Okay, come on, Binky.
Corny? Cornelia?
Yes, Grandpa?
Corny, what was the... You sweeping with a broom? Where's the vacuum?
I just got tired of having it around, collecting dust.
Yeah, what was I was going to ask you? My pension check. Have you seen anything of my pension check?
Well, no, it should have been here 4 days ago. Look, Grandpa, if you're short on funds,
A good girl, Cornelia, but I pay my own way around here. Nope, I just thought I'd buy me a fish pole.
But, Grandpa, you've got a new fish pole.
I have? Mm-hmm. Well... Guess we'll go fishing then. Half-wit Pacific Ocean just sitting out there doing nothing. Where is my fish pole?
Well, Thos and Binky might know.
Well, guess I'll ask Thos and Binky if they know. They come back with a fool whale. Might keep us eating for weeks. You can't ever tell. Don't belong with a man down
there. All right, Grandpa. But don't be long. Lunch will be ready soon. Oh, for heaven's sake, now what?
Hello, Cornelia.
George,
George, what are you doing here? Go away.
What's the matter? Am I too early?
Shh, don't be so loud. I've told you not to come to the house.
But isn't this our day?
Yes, but not now, later. Oh, go away, please, George. Hurry. Go. Well, phone me later or something, huh?
Cornelia!
Oh, good grief. Get out so I can close the door.
Well, stop pushing me.
Corny, was that the mailman?
No, it was just nobody.
What did nobody want?
Nobody just wanted nothing. Go back to work, dear. I'll be up in a minute. How are things going up there?
That's good. Thank you, dear. I stepped out of my spaceship onto the ground. Uh-oh, there wasn't any. I stepped back in. Suddenly, a strange face appeared at the window. He stared at me with not one, not two, but three eyes, all green. There was not a sound save the thumping of my earthly heart. Oh,
I'm sorry, dear. But what was that footstool doing in the doorway?
Keeping people like you from sneaking up and scaring the daylights out of me. What's the matter, dear? Is lunch ready?
Mm-hmm, just about. But I was curious to know why you turned your book into science fiction.
Oh, I got stuck again. So I said to myself, look here, Courtney, you can't fritter your life away writing the great American novel.
Yeah, but, Tommy, we came down here to Laguna Beach so you could devote your entire time to the novel and get clear away from the advertising business.
Yes, and a weekly paycheck.
But we saved up enough so we could take the gamble, so we could back you.
I feel as if I'd been entered at Santa Anita. So far, I haven't even showed.
But I've still got a $2 bet in your nose, darling.
Yes, but have you got $2?
Why, I've got money I haven't even used yet. Now you listen to me, Tommy. We're going to see this thing through. What if it does take a little longer than we expected? If we should run short, I can always go on television.
You should have your mouth washed out with soap.
Darling, I loved acting.
Now look, when we were married, we agreed that two careers in one family just never work. It's murdered. I don't want you to have the slightest thing to do with show business. I don't want you to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I intend to provide for this family. And if I can't do it writing, I'll get a job. I won't stand for it. What am I? Well, what are you looking at me like that?
I was waiting for you to play the scene out. Now, may I say something?
No, I will. I suppose you love the lure of the theater. I suppose you miss it. This sort of life is dull after all the glamour.
Darling, I never think about it. Oh. I just thought if I could help out a little by... What are all the scripts on the table?
Now, don't change the subject. Tell me, do you... Wait, now look, put those down.
Yeah, but you always let me see the stuff you're writing.
Honey, they're nothing. Just here, let me have them. There we go. Oh, I smell something burning downstairs. Yes, I do.
Oh, it's just our lunch. Now, Tommy, let me... Our lunch? Oh, good grief. Drink your milk, Binky. Tommy, wasn't it nice that the sandwiches didn't burn after all, dear? Tommy? Thomas, dear, are you with us?
Listen, if you were stuck in a spaceship, and there leering at you was a man with three eyes, what would you do?
I'd call a doctor. More potato chips, please.
Oh, now that's a big help.
No, we don't want to talk shop at the table. Let's talk about what everyone's going to do this afternoon. Grandpa, you going fishing on the pier?
Yep, got to see an ocean about a whale.
Well, you just spend the whole afternoon fishing until 5:30.
Why 5:30? The fish have a union now?
Tommy, I suppose you'll be out in your attic riding all afternoon.
Yes, especially if you lock me in again. Exactly 1 week ago today, that door was locked all afternoon.
It was? I wonder if I could have absentmindedly turned the key.
I wonder, too. Someday they'll find my skeleton up there moldering away.
I bet you children are just dying to go fishing with Grandpa.
Uh-uh.
Thomas, Jr., you are too dying to go fishing with Grandpa.
Well, say, are you kids going fishing this afternoon? Fine, I'll go with you.
I'll get it.
Binky, wait, come here.
Hello, this is the residence of Mr. Thomas Courtney, famous writer of the great American novel, and Stinker.
Binky! Make her stop that.
May I speak to Mrs. Courtney, please?
One moment, please. I will call your party.
Binky, give me that phone. Now go finish your breakfast.
I finished my breakfast this morning, Mother. Now I'm having lunch.
Good, then go and finish that. Run along, Nosy. Hello?
Hello, Cornelia. This is George.
Oh, why, hello, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, your husband's there, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, we're all here. Everybody's just fine.
Will it be safe for me to come over about 2?
She is. Oh, well, I never dreamed that she was 2 and a half.
2 and a half. Oh, okay, 2:30. Shall I come in the back way?
Oh, yes, we have a very nice garage. It came with the house.
Garage. Oh, okay, see you at the garage. So long now.
All right, Mrs. Jones. Goodbye.
Mother, does Mrs. Jones have hay fever?
Hay fever? Oh, no, dear, no. She just has a common cold. Well, I must get busy with the dishes.
Dear, now that you've so carefully accounted for everybody else this afternoon, what are you doing, dear?
Just here and there. Doing this and that. Dinner won't be till 6:30, so there's no need to hurry.
Okay. Well, I'm off into space. See you all later.
Binky, why you been kicking me under the table?
Listen, Thaz, I got something very mysterious to tell you.
Okay, see me later.
No, Thaz, listen. That woman wasn't a woman. She was a man.
Jeepers. Why do you always have to... Hey, what woman?
On the phone. Mrs. Jones is a man.
Jeepers whiz. We gotta find out what's going on around here. We gotta use the uttermost caution. This is sure something well calculated to keep you in suspense.
You are listening to His and Hers. And now back to the Courtney family.
Sweat was pouring off my forehead now. There wasn't room to move. That face, those eyes, and suddenly I began to scream. Let me out! Let me out! I can't stand it! Let me out of here! What'll I have him do next? What did I ever go into this for anyway? Well, I guess I'll go downstairs and get a good stiff drink. Water. Hey, somebody locked this door. I'm locked in. Let me out! I can't stand it! Let me out of here! Let me... Cornelia! Morning, Dan. Oh, fine. Leave me all alone. Toss me aside like an old shoe. Locked up like an old sardine. What this house needs is a good stout drain pipe at every window. With rungs. Hey! Anybody around down there? Corny locked me up here in the attic last Thursday, too. Why Thursday? Oh, well.
Why is our Secret Agent W? Well, we look in the living room.
Nobody's in here either, Secret Agent X. Very mysterious.
Hey! Let me out of here! Where are you down there? Let me out!
Gee, that must be a pretty good story Dad's working on.
We better go, Dad.
We better go. Our mother says never under any reasons are we ever to disturb.
Yeah, let's beat it outside. Come on, baby.
for? Quiet. First, we gotta find out where's the woman known as our mother.
Yes, and the man known as Mrs. Jones. Nobody's anywhere.
Kind of looks to me as if we're baffled.
You're right. Let's go play with my dolls.
Keep your dolls out of this. You better go back to the pier before Grandpa.
No, my darling, no. This is madness.
Hey, that's the voice of our mother. She's lurking inside the garage.
My dears, I can never give you up. Never.
Dad, that's the voice of the man on the phone known as Mrs. Jones.
She is? I mean, he is?
No, no, my love. We must fight this thing.
We can't fight it any longer. It's bigger than we are.
Thaz, what does that mean?
You're too young. It takes us older men to understand these things.
Is it an infernal triangle?
Gee whiz. You get around more than I thought you did.
Have you got any idea why our mother's acting like this?
It happens when people get married. Don't you remember the movie the other night on television? The poor old broken-down wife lost her husband because she didn't comb her hair right.
You must come away with me, my love. We'll go to Mexico. We'll start life anew, together. Always together.
Thus, you don't suppose our mother elope without us?
Chiano! This is pretty awful, boy.
Well, I won't leave Daddy. If they don't take him along, too, I just won't go.
Oh, now, what's so interesting behind this garage?
Oh, hello, Grandpa. How you been?
Fine. Just fine. Hey, what are we whispering for?
Oh, my love. I've never cared for anyone but you.
Huh? Well, now, what fool's got his half-wit radio on so loud?
But, Grandpa, that isn't radio. Ow!
Please, come on, Grandpa. Let's go up to the house.
We're not here. Don't be in such an all-fired rush.
Well, so here you are, for Pete's sakes.
Jeepers whiz.
Oh, Daddy, oh, go away.
Listen, I've yelled my head off at you all afternoon. But did you pay any attention? No.
But honest, Dad, we didn't mean to disturb you.
Disturb me? My good wife, Cornelia, for reasons known only to herself, locked me in the attic. And all afternoon I've been... What are we standing here for?
Oh, so we are. Come on, Dad. We'll race you to the house.
Come on, Daddy. That's when it is a rotten egg.
Now, wait. Stop pulling me. I want to know where your mother is.
Mother?
Our mother?
That's the one.
I think she's in the house. Come on, Dad. We'll race you.
Yes, my darling. I'll go with you. And together you and I will find happiness far away under a Mexican moon.
Huh? What is that?
We'll go away together, my sweet.
Say, wouldn't you just swear that was Cornelia's voice?
Well, it is Corny's voice. She's there in the garage. We'll go away together, my sweet.
Gee, Dad, we tried to keep it from you.
Don't cry, Daddy. You still got us.
Let me look in that window. Well...
Well, shove over so I can see, too. Well.
Somebody lift me up.
Who's that man in there?
That's Mrs. Jones.
So this is why she locked me in the attic. All right, it's okay with me. She can leave me alone if that's all she cares. She can toss me aside like an old sardine can. I'll... Come away from the window, Grandpa. I can't look anymore.
Yeah, but now he's kissing her hand.
I ought to go in there and knock his block off.
Well, why don't you?
I will. I'll...
He's a great big fellow, isn't he, Daddy?
That has nothing to do with it.
They're coming out.
Yeah, now, children, go in the house. This isn't for children.
But, Daddy!
Go on, watch television.
But, Dad, you said that wasn't for children either.
Oh, come on, kids. Come on. Guess we'll just have to miss the best part.
Gee whiz, what a dirty trick.
Oh, it was fun, wasn't it, George?
Yeah, but honestly, I think we'd enjoy it more if your husband knew about it.
Well.
No, George. No,
I can't tell him. He'd be upset.
Yeah. Well, shall I come again tomorrow, or won't you be able to get your husband out of the way? Well, good afternoon.
Why, Tommy, how'd you get out?
I climbed out onto the roof of the back porch.
But you might have broken your neck.
I dare say no one would have missed it but me.
Well, this must be Cornelia's husband. She's told me so much about you.
I'll just bet she has.
Well, say, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
The pleasure is all yours, sir.
Yeah. Well, I've got to run along now. But why don't you both come to my house to dinner next Wednesday?
You have the nerve to invite me to dinner next Wednesday?
Okay, we'll make it Thursday.
Now, just a minute, sir.
I'll see you then. Sorry, I've got to run now.
No, not so fast, my fellow. You come back here. It might interest you to know that I overheard everything.
Tommy, you found out. Oh, I didn't mean for you to know. Now you're angry. Yes, I know you are.
Oh, pouting a little, perhaps. At least you could have told me.
But it would have worried you.
Oh, a trifle, maybe. Now, see here, I...
But, darling, I was doing it for you.
For me? Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, she couldn't tell you, or you'd have put a stop to it.
Naturally, there was that possibility. Now, see here, I ought to take...
I didn't want you to know, Tommy. That's why I had them all come to the garage, so we wouldn't disturb you.
Them? There's more than just this one?
Oh, yeah, there are several of us.
Oh, Cornel, you have you no shame?
What's the harm, sir? It doesn't interfere with your work. Why be so unreasonable?
Oh, far be it from me to spoil your good time, by all means.
Oh, Tommy. No, it was fun. I've never done any coaching before.
Well, I don't doubt that it was great sport, but coaching!
George is from the little theater group.
The little theater?
Sure, we're starting rehearsals for a new play. Of course, we all knew your wife used to be on the stage, so we begged her to help us with our lines.
Oh, and the new... That's what was going on in the garage?
Whatever did you think it was?
Never mind. I... You know, just that when you're in the rehearsal. Well, that's a wonder.
Well, yeah. I'd love to stay and chat a little longer, but my girl's waiting for me, so I'll see you both tomorrow. And don't forget our dinner date.
Yes, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. He's cute.
Well, don't mention it. It was nothing. Bye, George.
Hey, is the ruckus all over?
Dad, did you beat him up? Daddy, where's the body?
Now, look, we'll just skip the whole thing. It was all a mistake. Your mother has been helping some actors from the little theater with their lines.
Oh, shaw. Well, give me my fish basket, Thaws.
Here, Grandpa. Hey, what are all those letters in here?
What letter? Let me see.
Grandpa, that's our morning mail.
The mail? Here, let me see.
Keep your paws out of here. Agnabbit, I remember now. I met the fool postman on my way to the pier and chucked all the half-wit mail into my fish basket. Get away. I got to see if my pension checks it. Here's one for a Mr. Thomas Courtney Jr. That's not it.
Hey, that's for me, Grandpa. Let me have it, quick.
Oh, Buzz, hurry up and open it.
Hey, look, a certificate. Binky, I am now a member of the Elevated Order of Flying Saucers. Hot dog.
Here's a card for Mrs. Thomas Courtney. That's not it.
Grandpa, that's mine.
Here's my pension check. Well, by golly, it's about time.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that all the mail?
There's just some letter here for a Mrs. Flora Bell Flicks. Here, Thaw, send it back. It's nobody with you.
Hey, here. Let me have that.
Hey, Tommy, you can't open that. It doesn't belong to you.
You just mind your own business. Well, I'll be doggone. Look, a check for $75.
But, Tommy, that isn't yours.
Oh, it certainly is.
Finally sold a story. First story I've ever sold.
Oh, let me see the letter. Dear Mrs. Flix, we enclose a check for your splendid article, typical of the American housewife, entitled, It Takes a Heap of Harmony to Make a Happy Home. Tommy, you are Flora Bell Flix?
Uh-huh.
You wrote an article for a woman's magazine?
Oh, just a little thing I dreamed up one morning while I was baking cupcakes.
Why, Thomas Elwood Courtney.
Well, what's wrong with that? I got stuck on my book. I had to do something to keep the pot boiling, didn't I?
Jeepers, our own father is a housewife.
Maybe you kids ought to call him Mother now.
Oh, now you all stop that. We're very proud of Tommy.
Well, if everybody's through playing post office around here, I guess I'll go clean my fish for dinner.
Hey, did you really catch some fish, Grandpa?
Well, what'd you think I went fishing for, apples?
Come on, Binky, let's go help Gramps.
Tommy, aren't you glad I'm not really eloping with George?
Well, yes, and here I thought that you... And all the time you were just... What am I laughing at? I'm furious. Cornelia, I said that you weren't to touch a stage with a 10-foot pole. We agreed there wouldn't be two careers in this family. I tell you,
darling.
I tell you, I won't stand for it.
Darling, you're not riding now.
I am burned to a crisp.
Tommy.
I'm furious.
Oh, Flora Bell.
What?
Don't forget, dear, it takes a heap of harmony to make a happy home.
Listen again next week to another His and Hers. Written by Virginia Safford Lynn, starring Jim Backus and Virginia Field. His and Hers is an NBC Frank Cooper Associates production, directed by Joseph T. Ainley. The orchestra was directed by Frank Worth. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio.